Very happy to be joined in studio now by one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins, running back Jerome Messam. Spent the last couple of seasons in the Canadian Football League, an actual Canadian player from the Canadian Football League, and he's got the Maple Leafs hat on, ready to go, man. Welcome to South Florida.
Thanks for having me, man.
How's the adjustment going? Obviously, we'll talk about the weather, because that's going to be night and day from north of the border, obviously. But from a life and football standpoint, you're starting to get a little settled in?
Yeah, it's been a good adjustment. Like you said, the weather's a little bit different from what it would be now up in Toronto, but just trying to get used to training in the hot sun and the humidity, but it's going well.
Is that one of the things a lot of people have told you about, that, hey, it's going to be really hot, really humid down here?
Yeah, guys said I haven't seen anything yet, so when July and August comes around, that's when I'll get the real test.
Yeah, training camp's a lot of fun, I'll tell you right now. Talking to Jerome Messam, who is a running back, but you are a big running back. I don't have it exactly in front of me what they have you listed at, but it's around the 6'4", 250 range, I believe.
6'3", 245.
6'3", 245. All right. So that's big for a halfback. And you played halfback in Canada, right? Now fullback.
No, played running back my whole career, ever since high school. So not too many guys with my size and skill set, so I think I'm pretty a dynamic player.
All right. So, you know, we've seen all the highlights of you running over people in Canada. And to put up the numbers that you put up, by the way, in the CFL, for people who maybe aren't familiar, is very impressive. You know, it's a passing league. The field is wider. And you did some very special things up there, and you were recognized for it. Coming down here, I think a lot of fans probably interested in your pass-catching abilities. And we said that's a big part of the game up in Canada. That's something you can bring to the table here.
Definitely. I've always had good hands, you know. I'm confident catching the ball with my hands. Don't use my body. So whenever they need to use me in the offense to go out and run routes, I'm more than willing to do that, and I'm confident in my ability.
All right. So we haven't gotten a great look at the new offense yet with the new coaches down here and everything, but it's a West Coast offense. I think everybody knows that by now. No secret there. Have you ever played in a system similar to what the Dolphins are expected to run this year?
Not really. They have kind of different concepts up north. But I'm grasping the playbook pretty well. You know, there's a lot to digest with all the different plays and all the signals we got to learn. We're not really doing too much play calling per se. It's all signals. So it's pretty different from up there. But I'm adjusting well.
All right. Wouldn't be a good conversation about Jerome Messam if we didn't bring up a guy who was in the news earlier this week, Cameron Wake. He made that transition, obviously, as successful as maybe anybody from the Canadian Football League to the National Football League. I would guess you've had a conversation or two with him about making that transition.
Yeah, Cam and I spoke when he first came back to workouts, and he just said, you know, work hard, approach it every day like it's your last, you know, and just keep a good work ethic and things will work out.
Now, when you made this transition, I mean, was it a situation where there were a lot of teams? And if so, how did you end up picking South Florida and the Miami Dolphins?
I had about five teams that wanted me to work out for them and come down. But after I got hurt my last game in the CFL, tore my meniscus. And after the surgery, I was rehabbing. And then when I got back to training, I tore my calf muscle. So a few teams fell off, and Miami just showed the most commitment. I had a great visit down here, meeting with Mr. Ireland and Coach Philbin, and I just had a great feel when I came, so I signed on, and here I am.
What do you make of these coaches so far? You know, the fans haven't really gotten a good look at Mike Sherman and Joe Philbin yet, just from your interactions, and I know there haven't been a ton, but what do you make of these guys?
Coach Philbin's he's very, very even keel, you know, never too high, never too low. Haven't really got to have too much interaction with him, but from what I see, he seems like a great man, you know, a great leader, and I think we're gonna play hard for him this year.
Okay. Jerome Messam is with us, big running back, first year with the Miami Dolphins, coming from the Canadian Football League. Fans will have an opportunity to meet Jerome at Finn's Weekend coming up May 18th and 19th. That's next weekend. It's coming up in a hurry. All the information, all the tickets are available online at finnsweekend.com. The tournament raises over $600,000 for the Miami Dolphins Foundation. It's a great cause. There's a lot of fishing and a lot of golf at Finn's Weekend. That's a big South Florida thing. Fishing and golf growing up in Toronto?
Not so much. I fish, but nah, I'm not a golfer at all. I'm gonna test my skills this weekend though. So
yeah, the opportunity to get out and do like ocean fishing, you know, when you were growing up. I mean, this isn't some pond.
No deep sea, just in the lake, you know.
Good stuff. Jerome Messam, running back for the Miami Dolphins. Great to have you in here. Great to finally meet you. Definitely looking forward to watching you play this year. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. I'm looking forward to showing the fans what I got, and I appreciate you having me here.